chilling on a weekend like usual, watching SpongeBob and Scooby Dooby Doo. She took the wires to my PlayStation, she doing too much. I didn't wipe my butt, I just pooped and got up. She got the cutest daughter, so I went to pick her up, then almost tossed her cause she really kicked me right in my nuts. I had to put some ice on
her. Hello everyone and welcome to the Broski Podcast, episode 11.
I think is it 11? I thought it was 12, I don't fucking know.
I think 12. You're a fucking idiot, I'm pretty sure it's 11.
Hey guys, it's me, Ben Shapiro. I love my sister Abigail's Mommy Milkies. Let's say that hypothetically Matthew, a fucking dumbass. And then hypothetically, this is actually episode 12.
I'm, as always, one of your hosts, Matthew Lime Jinjo. With me, as always, is Dylan Crowfibian, the other host.
Hi.
And on this episode, we have a returning guest, Zach.
It's your boy,
and Zach. We have very special guest, the savior of the Smash community, Obese Loser.
Hello. I don't like to be called the savior. I like to be called the Joker. Some kind of that weird societal bender.
The Joker of the Smash community.
Yeah.
A beacon of hope.
Kind of the weird dude in the corner.
Have you like fully become the Joker? Yeah, you're just kind of like in a half state.
No,
like you're, like,
I'm working on destroying the societal construct of the Smash community. I'm working my way up to the top. It's going swimmingly.
So what inspired you to make a YouTube channel dedicated and right after a bunch of Smash players were out as pedophiles? What was the thought process?
As with everything else in my fucking life, there was no thought process. There's no formulation of any thought. It was just open window movie maker and diarrhea of the mouth, drag photo into little editor. But it worked, so here I am with my rejected ad revenue and nothing to show for it. And the video's deleted, so.
I mean, you still have other classics up, so.
It's debatable.
At least that's something.
Thank you, though.
Come on, man. D1 2020 verse.
I mean, that's how we found
it. I would fire in the fucking beat on that one. I'm not gonna.
So fucking true. All your music slaps.
Needs to be on the radio.
For real.
It should be.
If I heard Obese Loser on the radio, I wouldn't be surprised. No Corpse Husband.
Is that the dude who, like, has the weird crackly voice? And
yeah, I got the...
Yeah.
Jesus.
If he can make it, Corpse? You can do it. Because you have a pretty deep voice.
Wait, he does
he
music?
It, you can do it. Yeah, he does.
Oh, God.
That's really shit. Your music... I heard all three music tracks you have out, and your music is actually legitimately better than his. Even though you're just rapping about being a Redditor, it's
and
actually considerably better. It's considerably better than Corpse Husband's music, in my opinion.
I appreciate that.
If I was driving and Corpse Husband came on the radio, I'd just straight up crash the whip.
Yeah, but I'd slide the wheel and fucking run into
what's
the wall.
What's his, like, one song called, like, "You Girl to Ruining My Life" or something?
Yeah, that's it.
Why?
Dude, he probably stole my fucking flow. Giving girls money.
I think he
Dude,
did.
Actually,
real.
He's fucking taking your style.
Yeah.
Do you have an album planned?
I actually already have an album made. It's on, there's, alright, I'm about to drop this in the Discord, hold on.
Oh boy.
Yo.
World premiere.
Type on the Razer gaming keyboard. Here you go. I uploaded this shit a year ago. It's a full album with Never Before.
Here, hop on that beat.
There you go. You're welcome. So Gamer Boy, click. Come over when your controller is plugged in.
Holy shit!
Many unheard songs. It only has 67 awesome. Views. It's been kind of hidden from the public for a while, but
until
this is like
today, treasure.
When the Broski's wow, cracked his case guys. Wide open.
Already delving into my fucking brain.
Yeah, that's a pretty heat album right there.
Yeah, bit of a Microsoft Paint aficionado.
How many tracks are on this?
I don't know, like 6 or 7. My personal favorite, I don't even know the one singing, but it's Jerk Off Alone. I'm really is a tearjerker. No pun intended.
Oh, I get it. In like the sex way.
Oh.
In the sex way.
More like a cum jerker, am I right, guys? Come on.
Dude.
Come on.
Dude. Like the sex penis.
Dude, for real.
Right?
Very funny, guys. Let's get back onto a more adult, mature topic, such as Super Smash Brothers tech skill.
Yeah, I was about to bring up Super Smash Brothers.
Yes, I do not have sex.
Yeah, you're a Smash aficionado. So, I noticed in most of your videos you play Melee. What are your thoughts on Ultimate, because I know in the Smash community there are a lot of elitists that play Melee, and then they see Ultimate, and they're like, no, you can't wave dash, you can't L cancel, no!
My favorite's Brawl. I like that one, the one on the Wii, because...
Hell yeah.
Diddy Kong could, like, throw Brawl. Two bananas. That was cool. I honestly don't give a fuck about which Smash game I'm playing. It's just to have some video in the background.
Yeah, I've never cared. Just play Mario, I don't think. Yeah.
Play Game & Watch, spam hammer. Hope the number goes up.
Sure, Game & Watch is cool.
So, I played Melee when I was, like, 13 for the first time, and I'm like, okay, well... cool, I guess.
Dude, it wasn't a life-changing, altering experience, bro. When Mario hits you with a punch.
Eventually, I would grow up to kiss at least one girl.
Well, damn. So. I'm hoping to get to that achievement unlock soon.
When I was 8, I met HBox, and I was like, HBox, can I fight you in Smash? And I didn't know how to play at all, and I plugged in my controller, and we go into a match, and he just starts dash dancing and wave dash into me, and he fucking... JV5 stalked me. I didn't know what to do.
I've met all the Smash pros. The only one I haven't met is Hungrybox.
Not yet, at least. But you guys are like born rivals.
Yeah.
What got thrown at HBox? Like a fucking lobster or something?
Yeah.
Aquatic creature.
Are you gonna do that to him?
No, I'll just follow him around and take pictures of him. A little bit of mental warfare.
Be right behind him.
Just tweet it at him.
He beat the shit out of me.
I'm behind you.
I saw you today.
I'm living in your walls.
I'm living in your walls.
That sounds like a good idea. Did you watch the new Nintendo Direct?
Yeah, I did. I like, I thought Monkey Ball is cool.
Dude, for real. I bought Monkey Ball Banana Blitz HD. Just so that the corporation knows that I'm in support of them making more Monkey Ball games.
I had Monkey Ball on the Game Boy, and I got mad at it, and I threw it, and it broke my Game Boy, and I fucking cried for like 2 fucking hours. That was experience loss in my life. The Game Boy Advance SP.
On my desk, I have the Super Monkey Ball for GBA cartridge. I bought it for like $2, and I... at least over a year ago, and I've never even touched it since.
Priceless.
Monkey Ball for Game Boy Advance is fucking crazy, because the Game Boy Advance is not supposed to run 3D, and yet that game, it does.
There's like first-person shooters on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like there's a Duke Nukem game, Doom 1 and 2. Fucking crazy. The Game Boy Advance is like my favorite console. The only thing it's missing is Super Smash Brothers.
For now.
Yeah, for now. So, some... fat loser's gonna mod and create it, I'm sure, 100%. But yeah, I fucking love the Game Boy Advance. It does have a lot of first-person shooters. There's like a Medal of Honor game on it that runs like a fucking slideshow.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking painting, like by a fucking 3-year-old. It's crazy.
It's fucking awful. But there are some crazy ones. There's a third-person shooter on it, Killswitch.
How does that work? Didn't...
Not well.
Didn't some dude put Minecraft on it? Like, it's like... rudimentary. Maybe. Minecraft.
They put Minecraft on everything. There's Minecraft on PSPs, Minecraft on the DS. Anything that doesn't have Minecraft officially gets Minecraft in one way or another.
Hello, okay, and today we'll be talking about the surprisingly impressive Minecraft GBA port. You ever watch that guy?
No, what guy? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about, dude?
Like, surprisingly impressive... console ports, or he talks about like Java phone games. Like, I think there was a Far Cry game on the Java phone.
Well, do you know this YouTuber's name, or are you just talking shit, Zach? I'll beat the shit out of you.
Mini me?
Oh, yeah, that guy. No, I did watch that guy. You didn't do his accent, though.
I don't know.
Was he like British?
Let me pull up his Scarface video. This video is sponsored. Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a tangent.
I guess Minecraft on the Game Boy Advance does exist. I didn't even know that. That's kind of based. It's kind of red-pilled. Are you red-pilled?
I'm fucking Flintstone gummy-pilled. I don't take pills. They're too hard to take. If there's like a gummy edition of anything, I'll take that.
I feel that.
Whenever you get an infection or like strep throat, you always get it in like liquid form.
It's crazy. I never leave my house. I, like, don't go outside for fucking anything, but I still get sick. I'm just so fucking unhealthy gamer-moded that I just, like, I my immune system's non-fucking existent. I have, like, one little red blood cell.
Your body's fighting back. It's trying to destroy you from the inside, put you out of your misery.
I will not let it.
Have you avoided COVID so far?
Oh, yeah. I haven't been in fucking contact with any human beings since it started, so it's kind of hard to get the fucking virus.
Not even McDonald's?
Well, I get my McDonald's DoorDashed, so it's like a free little... And they don't interact with me, so they leave it at my little doorstep, and I happily open my door and jubilantly pick up the stupid fucking McDonald's bag.
Who knows, your DoorDash driver might have sneezed all over your McNuggets and put it in your doorstep.
We don't talk about
that.
They
know you're an obese loser, and they're targeting you.
I swear to God, that's true. I get targeted so much just for being fucking obese loser.
They're HBox fans. They're Plup fans.
They know the Joker of the Schmat community.
Yeah.
They're on HBox's payroll.
Seriously?
They want you knocked out.
Just feel like I'm all alone. Smash community. That's why I wrote the Gamer Boy Click songs. Depressed head.
How many prominent figures of, like, the Smash community have you blocked on Twitter?
I haven't blocked anyone. They blocked me.
Have blocked you.
Oh, I think there was, like, a website. Like, I checked it. I think, like, 68 of them have blocked me last time. I don't even get to exist on the fucking little Smash Twitter anymore because so many of them have blocked me. I just have nothing on my little page. There's, like, two people who will upload, like, a fucking picture of Fox, like, jumping. I'm just waiting for shit on them, so they'll block me, too.
You have, like, any big names you can think of that have you blocked?
Hungrybox. I'm the only person Hungrybox has blocked on Twitter, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I hold that. That's why I fucking, like, that's my biggest achievement in my life. He doesn't actually, he uses it just to promote himself, but he still has me blocked. And the funny thing is, I never really said anything to him. Okay, no, I said one, never fucking mind. I said one thing.
Oh, no.
It was like during that time frame, I don't fucking pay attention. I just saw like someone had lost to someone in a tournament and like posted their girlfriend's nudes on Twitter or some shit because they were mad they beat them. I don't know, but I tweeted at Hungrybox and said if because we were matched together in some Wi-Fi tournament, and I tweeted at him and said, if you beat me, I'll post your nudes or some shit.
I was swiftly banned.
That's not bad.
But we didn't even get to play together. I was so excited. I was in some Wi-Fi tournament, and I was actually matched against Hungrybox. And the tournament started, and my fucking, like, webpage just glitched, and then it, like, I refreshed it, and I was against some other fucking loser who just destroyed me.
Nah.
Garbage. No. If you're gonna get destroyed, at least get destroyed by HBox.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
His puffing away and kicking strategy, was it melee or ultimate?
It was ultimate.
Okay, so his strategy wouldn't work as well, but he'd still run away and cry.
Oh, is he the Jigglypuff dude?
Yeah, he's a Jigglypuff dude that pretty much single-handedly destroyed the melee community for like a year or some shit.
Oh my god.
People were crying about it because like he like would win every tournament by just like floating away and back airing.
Yeah, wasn't it like he would take out one stock and then Jigglypuff could just stall the whole game so the timing went out?
Not if I pick Kirby, motherfucker.
My favorite Smash character is Joker Persona 5.
Dude.
Who do you guys hope is the last little character slot?
On to Kamaki from Persona 5.
Jonesy. Fortnite.
I legit want it to be Jonesy because I think it would be funny.
It'd be funny.
Pretty much every character I've wanted is in. I feel like Dante from Devil May Cry has a chance. My wants... ever since I was a small child, I've wanted SpongeBob, so I have a bias.
I was just about to say that. Holy fuck, we're like connected mental. Dude, I just want SpongeBob.
I want SpongeBob so fucking bad. I know it's not possible, but I want him so bad.
Me too. I'd like go outside and like kiss to the stars and wish SpongeBob would be in Smash. Even to this day, like I just want SpongeBob in Smash.
If they had SpongeBob in Smash, it would be like in New York City on New Year's Day when the ball drops and everyone just starts making out. Mm-hmm.
He would, like, pick up a flower and pick off the petals and be like, SpongeBob will be in Smash, SpongeBob will not, SpongeBob will be in Smash, every single day after school.
For real, dude, I fucking wanted SpongeBob. When I was a little kid, I didn't know how video games worked, so I thought that one day I might just turn on Melee on my shitty little GameCube and SpongeBob would be there.
Did you ever, like, go on YouTube and search up, like, whatever game you're playing, glitches, and just see every glitch that people have put on YouTube?
I probably have. I have a big memory, though, of one time me and my brother Andy were making 100% sure that SpongeBob was not in Melee. So we Googled it, and someone had left a guide that was so bad that even, like, our small, like, three-year-old brains could identify it as fake, because it said something like, you have to beat All-Star Mode without taking any damage, and then you'll fight a meteor falling from the sky. And if you break the meteor, this meteor is SpongeBob, and then you have to fight SpongeBob, and then you'll unlock him.
I meant back in the day, and, like, elementary school, you'd go on the playground, and some kid would tell you something about a video game. He'd be like, I heard this from my uncle. This is really, like, all these, like, dumbass video game rumors that aren't real.
Yeah.
But you're a dumb kid, so you're like, I can unlock Shadow and Brawl? No, you can't.
How to unlock Shadow and Brawl?
You can't.
Yeah, I miss the days before data mining when video games actually had secrets in them.
I remember specifically, you know the Game Boy player for the GameCube? The thing put on the bottom of it? I was told if you got that and you played Pokemon Channel, you could get one of the other Pokemon as your little character instead of Pikachu. I believed that for the longest time.
That sounds reasonable, actually.
I don't know. I don't think it's real.
It's not real. I never actually looked it up. But that sounds reasonable. Because most of the time, those fake things were, like, extreme and just there to waste your time. You ever seen how many fucking ways you can unlock Luigi in Super Mario 64? Oh my god.
Still with fucking Mario Diaz, Waluigi.
Yeah. The first jump scare I ever saw in my life was on a fucking How to Unlock Luigi in Mario 64 video. It happened. I didn't jump. I just started crying. I think I was like, I was just crying in my fucking chair. I was like 17.
I had something happen that something like that happened to me. I was watching some video about Mario 64, and it was in the first level, the Shen Chomp with the cage behind it, and they were just starring it or whatever. I forget what the video was, but they threw up like a little screamer at the end, and I cried.
I had something similar as well. I must have been like fucking. I must have been like 7 or 8, and I was an extremely late bloomer when it came to reading. I had trouble reading until I was like 11. So I was on my computer not reading, and I saw this video called Scary Mario, and all I could identify was Mario and then the S. So I was like, oh, it probably says Super Mario. So I click on it, and it was like a commercial for Super Mario Sunshine or something. It was a commercial for one of the games. But at the end, it just cuts to that one jump scare at the end of that car commercial.
Yeah.
And like, I sat there and I looked at the screen for a second. And then I thought for a second, and I was just like, oh, I just got jump scared. And like, my brain processed it, and I screamed so loud that like my voice went hoarse.
I remember when I was about 10, I was on YouTube, and I was looking up like duck song, just like a billion duck song videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was one I specifically remember to this day because it scared me so fucking much, me and my brother. It was like Duck Song, Very Scary, Not For Kids Edition.
And so you clicked it.
So of course I clicked it. It's the whole video is just the normal duck song, except at the end when the duck is asking if the store has lemonade, right before he says lemonade, it's just like a zombie girl that jump scares you. It scared the shit out of me. I went to my grandparents' house and I showed my cousins and they got scared too.
Speaking of being fucking traumatized.
It scared the shit out of me, so I kept the link and showed it to everyone I know.
You're talking about how that's like scared you, and then you just, I'm gonna show this to everyone.
But I'm like, hey, have you guys seen the duck song? I'm like, no, I don't think I've seen the duck song. So I put it on an iPad.
Oh my god.
But I couldn't be in the room
that's
with
horrible.
It because I was so scared. I was so scared of the video. So I couldn't be in the room. I was on the opposite side of the house while they watched it. And I just heard screams from across the house.
Everyone here is, like, good and normal except you, Zach. You're mentally fucked up and deranged.
I'm deranged, evil-filled.
Have you guys seen that fucking video on YouTube called M is Bad? It's that fucking... You could genuinely start, like, a fucking support group for the children who watched that video as a kid. It's like a fucking... I watched it when I was, like, 7, because it looks like a fucking Mario sprite animation. But it's like Luigi gets drunk. No, Mario gets drunk and rapes Luigi's ass. Like, it literally just takes such a fucking turn so rapidly. Like, it's the Mario characters, like, dancing in the Mushroom Castle. And then Luigi's running, and then Mario just rapes him in the fucking ass. And then Luigi goes on this fucking spree to murder Mario, and it's just disturbing. It's changed.
It's still up.
Yeah, it's in the video. 12
years old.
It's still up.
It has 12 million
views.
Yeah,
that shit scarred me as a child. Like, there should definitely be a M is Bad viewer support group for that shit.
Trigger warning, M is Bad.
Did you ever hear the story of the guy? He went to a garage sale, and there was a CD or a DVD, and it had Sonic on it.
No. So
he took it home.
No.
And he put it in his computer.
Zach, no, please, bro. Please.
Just leave it right there. It's too scary to say on the podcast.
No, bro, please. Were there any files on the computer?
Sonic.exe.
No.
No. Oh my fucking god.
Sorry, just got scared thinking about it.
It's okay. So anyway, you guys know Super Smash Brothers?
A bit.
Barely. Yeah, what are your thoughts on the new character?
They added the second Tekken character.
Yeah, Zach, why don't you talk about that?
Oh, I was just talking about half an hour after the announcement. And I was talking to my good friend. He's like, why did they add another Tekken character? I'm like, who the fuck was the first? He said, Terry Bogard.
It was awesome. Smash fan.
They're like legit too. They weren't picking a few.
Yeah. I think there's an image that's like, yeah, I'm a Smash fan. And it was like showing a bunch of fighting game like references, but it was all mismatched. I have to find it.
What are your thoughts on the new Smash character, Obese Loser?
It's not fucking SpongeBob. I will move on, and I will not be purchasing it, and I will not be playing it. So,
could not
pertain any less to me. Until I see SpongeBob blowing bubbles and flipping Krabby Patties and jumping around, I'll be standing back a little bit.
Hitting people with his spatula.
Yeah.
People think it's a joke. I think there's a legit...
No.
Like, there are people that secretly wish for SpongeBob. No, I saw...
He would have such a sprawling moveset. The dash attack could be the tongue slide. Grab, jellyfish net.
Yeah.
You could have some...
Continue, sorry.
That's alright. You could have some... Shit.
Fuck!
Alright, sorry. I will stop. Alright, thank
You're
you.
You're the guest.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like, he could have the jellyfish net is the grab. Maybe some sort of a spatula toss. So the possibilities are fucking endless if you really think about it.
I agree.
His final smash could just be him driving somebody over with like a boat. Just hits them with a boat.
Or it could just be like a clone of Jigglypuff's final smash and just grows big because he absorbs all the water. And just knocks you off the stage, maybe, perhaps, I don't know.
It's going to be an anime character with a sword. That's just the reality.
They're going to add another Persona rep.
That would be sick. I'd be so happy. I won't even play the character.
What other characters are there?
I don't play that game. I'd just be happy.
I've never seen a fucking millisecond of Persona gameplay.
In one of your videos, you said that you were like addicted to porn, and then you said it wasn't really porn, and you played a clip of someone dancing with one of the Persona characters.
That was the buzz.
That was the buzz.
Dude, you are you dug through the fucking channel.
I watched all of your videos in preparation.
I don't even remember that. Like, I know, I remember the clip of the buzz, like, dancing.
I figured.
Like, shit, we need to figure out what to talk about. Yeah. Shit, we have to know what he does. Shit.
Obviously, since we knew who you are, I'd seen, like, some of your videos, but in preparation, I watched I only didn't watch like 6 videos because I got tired. But like not of you. Well, I did get tired. Fuck you. But like I got tired and I went to sleep. But like I watched most of them.
Well, which so I'm gonna ask you a question here. Which one was the most solid video?
I think we all have the same answer.
Well, D120 versus fire. I like Let's Play Five Nights at Freddy's 2. And your newest one about the fucking, what was it? I forget what the video is called, but that one guy hugs that is obsessed with Leffen. That was a good one.
Yeah, that's Talatorian.
I watched like maybe 8 minutes of that video. It's fucking insane. Did you watch the whole thing legitimately?
Yeah, I sat my fat ass down and watched that entire fucking 2.5 hour film. I swear to God, I had headache after. Like, there's actually an hour and a half long segment where he just goes into this fucking tangent on the button combination on the controller that has nothing to do with anything. I genuinely thought he was having, like, a psychotic break. And then the new one he uploaded, everyone's like, all right, good job, Hacks. You really settled it, mature this time. And he cries. In the new one he uploaded, he just cries for, like, 30 minutes into the camera. Like, this isn't any better.
The dude has to be, like, legit having, like, a mental breakdown or something.
Probably. I fucking Smash player mental illness goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
That's inseparable.
So, like, when you watch it, were you, like, doing something else? Were you, like, playing a game on another monitor, or did you just, like, stare at the screen the whole time?
I stared at the fucking screen.
No. Oh, my
I just, God. I was just drooling fucking, I actually, like, time travel. That could be, we're getting close to time travel. Like, that's the first step, is something like that. Just zone out and turn your fucking brain off to that, and then 2 hours later, you made it.
Holy shit. Well, I can't.
If I watched all that, I would not be with you guys right now.
You'd be dead.
I'd be fucking dead.
You only need to get, like, as far as I did to realize it's fucking crazy, because, like, at the very beginning, like, after the intro, he like, says a quote from someone, and he's like, this is a good quote, I agree with it. And then he's like, unfortunately, this is a quote from Adolf Hitler.
What?
I'm not kidding, that video's fucking insane. He legit does that. It's like in the very beginning of the video too. He doesn't even wait for like all the normal people to leave before he starts quoting Hitler.
So I don't know like anything about this dude. I just saw like people calling the video crazy on Twitter. What did he do and who is he?
The fucking dude the video's about is the Leffen. Leffen's like, I think Leffen has the biggest following in the entire community right now, like in general.
Oh,
and he,
I know Leffen.
Hacks is the dude who made the insane video. He thinks Leffen is like this fucking figure that's trying to. He just compares him to Hitler. So he, in his warped view, he sees Leffen as Hitler in the Smash community, and there's no way to describe it. It's just insanity. It's like trying to describe a fucking person talking to a wall. Like, there's no back and it's just fucking delusion.
I remember Leffen. He's the guy who, when Smash Ultimate came out, was crying because of Smash Online. And he said he'd rather go flip burgers at McDonald's.
Yes. Screaming.
I know.
During my obese loser research, I saw it. He says in one of his fucking streams, he's like, and at least at McDonald's, you get guaranteed pay. There's no guarantee that I'm getting paid. Dude, you stream every day, you get like fucking 800 million subs every stream.
He literally said that as he had 1,500 subscribers. Those words. The subscriber count was on the screen as he mouthed those words. Like, what are they gonna? Are they gonna undo their fucking credit card and go to Twitch headquarters and take back their $5? Like, are you serious?
I would so much rather get my $8 minimum wage at McDonald's than this fucking, than play a video game in front of children all day. Oh my God.
I would rather work at McDonald's than do something I like. Yeah. Well, I guess he doesn't like
he
doesn't, offline.
No, he hates Ultimate.
I don't understand the whole fucking, if see me offline, bro.
Like, what? It's like two fucking frames of input delay, and people are like, dude, I'm like, if you catch me offline, you're getting freaking biz-opped. Like, fucking idiot. Just it's two. Your Dr. Mario attack is going to hit the same fucking amount of time. Actually, it's just delusional.
I think a lot of the stigma around Smash's online capabilities comes from the fact that most Smash players have fucking awful internet because they don't have jobs, because they don't leave their house, so they can't afford to get, like, actual good internet. So they get fucking, like, the lowest Xfinity plan, and then when their router can barely handle a game, they're like, oh, what the fuck, Sakurai? Give us rollback, please!
It's also just an excuse. They get their ass beat, and they're like, well, if we were offline, I would have had... This would be different.
I would be able to dodge that one if we were offline.
Well, it's also because, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've used the Switch about 3 times, it doesn't have an Ethernet port.
No, it
doesn't. You get an adapter. Right? It's like a USB to Ethernet adapter. And if you don't have that, you are just immediately shunned. You don't exist. Like, and then in tournaments actually require it. Like, you have to take a picture and prove you're on fucking Ethernet. And I did that one time. I was in some tournament. I was lagging my ass off. I play it in like the handheld mode. Just like in the, I was like shitting, and I was in the bathroom playing the tournament set. I fucking lost. I lost my match, and then called a fucking TO to say, hey, he was lagging. I just knew it was me. I just wanted to try to bullshit my way out of it, and they told me to send a picture. Sure.
Ethernet port.
They told me to send a picture, and I just googled like Ethernet adapter, and just like it wasn't even the Switch one. And they're like, "Okay, dude, you're banned from this tournament."
It's just a fucking photo of an Ethernet port going into a Dreamcast, dude. Come on, I fucking have it. Trust me.
I think it was just plugged into like a fucking computer. Like, dude, I got the fucking Switch emulator, bro.
You just take a picture of just the cable, not the end of it, not the beginning of it, just the length of the cable.
Take my fucking word for it.
There's a black string. This is it.
Dude, trust me.
Trust me. This is fucking it, dude. I had no idea. Shit. I haven't participated in competitive Smash Brothers since Smash 4. So, and thank God I fucking, like, I gave up and got out of there because I went to, like, one tournament. When Smash 4 came out, I was like 13 or 14. I would have been a victim if I made it big. I would have been a victim.
Oh no!
Let's be real. Bro. In retrospect, it was a good idea that I didn't. It wasn't that I was horrible. I got second place at the one tournament at 10. It wasn't a big tournament. It was just at school. But I'm glad I fucking just gave up because. Shit, that was dangerous. I was in danger and I didn't even realize. Maybe now that I'm a big, strong adult, maybe I'll get back into competitive Smash.
We actually all used to know someone that's, like, big in the Smash community. We all met through Minecraft. We played Minecraft at, like, dumb little 12-year-olds. And we played with Mr. L, who's, like, a big Melee player now.
I was gonna say, we can name drop him. He mostly played PM, I think. Which is dead low. Yeah, we, like, grew up with him. We met him on a fucking Minecraft social media website, and he bullied the shit out of us. And then we became friends, and then he went back to bullying the shit out of us. He was part of, like, a team of, like, edgy 14-year-olds called Team Smartass. Of, like, a bunch of dudes that just go around calling everyone the F-slur all day. There was another guy in it called, like, Velo. And, like, he was, like, kind of like Ben Shapiro, because he'd always be like, debate me on this. But then you get in a debate with him, and he just fucking called you autistic. There's no debate, there's no argument. He's just like, you're autistic, fuck you.
That's based.
And that was them.
Dude.
And Mr. Ellis was like on that team.
There had to have been a Team Quartz versus TSM fucking showdown.
Yeah. Not that this is like a Mr. L's takedown or anything. I'm sure he's a nice guy now.
I mean, we're all dumb when we're like 14. We were too dumb.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, shit was crazy.
That's going to be a whole episode
it's
on that.
It's just funny to think about like 14-year-old bowling each other.
I have a good. When I was 14, I played TF2 for probably 13 hours a day. Dude, and I was in a trade server and I got scammed by this guy named Lazy Purple. He like scammed the shit out of me. I was like 14. I didn't know what items were worth, and I just unboxed something that was like worth. It was like a strange item. Like I think it was the Kritz Krieg or some shit that was in a special crate or whatever. It was worth like $100, yeah. And he scammed me for it for like something that was worth like 20 cents. And a while went by, and I would just think I found out about the actual price of it, and I messaged him back. And I was like, dude, you scammed me, and I can't stop. Please give it back. And he was like, all right, dude, I'm going to do something for you. And he fucking gave me, like, a shit ton of items, even more than what he scammed me for. And he recorded it, too, and put it on his channel as, like, a good deed. But I wonder if his Lazy Purple's he has almost a million subscribers. Yeah. This was back when he had, like, 100 subscribers, but that is a true story. The video's gone, he deleted it, but dude, I got scammed by Lazy Purple like big time, and then he gave all the items like back in a wholesome moment.
Yeah, I feel like that's like that balances out to be like neutral, lawful neutral, maybe.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, because he scammed you, then he gave you like your money back and then some, but he recorded it and acted like a hero.
Yeah,
so. I mean, at least you made out like a bandit in the end.
Yeah, I mean, if it all isn't true, then obviously this can't be defamation. Because
yeah. No, he was nice. He was super...
Allegedly, this all happened.
What I remember, he was super nice about it. He was like, dude, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I'm going to hook you up. And he didn't give me my... He already sold the fucking item, but he gave me so much shit back that it was like more than what I had given him.
Running so, it was a
wholesome...
Captain.
Wholesome... No, I unboxed an Unusual when I was like fucking 15. I screamed so loud, and then I realized it was fucking worthless.
I've never had
was it like nuts and bolts.
I've never had an Unusual in my life except for like 2 weeks. For one of my friend's birthdays, I got him Mass Fly's Hottie's hoodie because he thought it was fucking hilarious that there was a Mass Fly's Hottie's hoodie, and obviously. Mass Fly is a shitty effect, so it was cheap as fuck. It was like $20. So I got him it, but because of the trade embargo, I couldn't give it to him for like 2 weeks, so I just went around wearing it. And that was the only time I ever had an Unusual.
Aren't they like even cheaper now? How didn't the market like crash?
The market is always crashing. It crashes every day.
Well, I remember like worse 2 summers ago, it was really bad. Like every single crate had an Unusual or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a certain crate. If you unbox it, you just get it. I'm pretty sure it was late 2019.
Yeah, they have fucking obliterated the economy with that temporarily. And then they made it so that, like, all the Unusuals from those crates were, like, now special. So the economy recovered. But the economy is still shit in TF2, and it always will be. Like, they used to, like, trade the cosmetic earbuds as a currency. But earbuds is like constantly dropping, and now earbuds is worth like one or two keys.
I was playing when they were 30. I was playing when they were worth like 35. I don't know, that was the glory days.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like fucking 15 Wolf of Wall Street Unusual trading. Shit was like shit was stressful. Like I don't know why the fuck I got so into that, but I was into that shit.
I was
with the gif of him freaking the fuck out.
I was smart in my TF2 days because I was smart enough to realize that I was fucking stupid and wouldn't be able to handle Unusual or Australium trading. So I just played the game, and then I just like spent like my allowance and shit to get items I thought were cool on the marketplace.
I was in the actual tour of five people in Man vs. Machine. I was in the first group of the guy who got the first Australium pan. That's I was awesome. In that game. That was cool. I have like a screenshot of it on my fucking
crazy
on my Steam.
That's
did you ever
awesome.
Win in Australia?
No, I never did. But that's mine. Like he was just in my tour and he got the fucking first ever pan. It was interesting. That's
fucking crazy.
Dylan, Matthew, myself, and a couple others, my brother, we did Man Up, and it was our first tour. And my brother got an Australian Force of Nature.
Damn.
And he was the worst member of the team, so that was a kick in the balls.
Wait, really? I thought I would.
No.
You guys remember Jake how hard it was?
Yeah, dude, that fucking tour was hard.
And it was one of the harder tours, too.
We struggled. It was like a fucking month-long endeavor to finish that tour.
That shit was hard.
We just had nights where we failed and we didn't complete a single mission.
I got mad. Those were like the first days of Discord, too.
My brother Andrew, he doesn't game much anymore. Now he's a big boy, going to college, and he like has an internship with
Joe Biden
right now. But back in the day, when we were small children, we played video games, and when Andy was like 18 or 17, he's the type of person that hacks would make a totalitarianism video on. He was extremely strict, and he was like the general of like every co-op thing we did, and he like made all of our strategies for Man Up. His strategies were fucking shit. When we did tours, without him later on in our life, we like won immediately. We fucking did everything first try. But when Andy was our fucking general, his fucking strategies were dog shit, and we lost like every single night.
You were gonna talk about how Jake, when you were a kid, if you were beating him in a game, he would unplug the control.
He only did that once. I was beating him at Diddy Kong Racing, and he fucking just unplugged the console like a bitch.
It was like the first time you ever beaten him.
Yeah, because he played Diddy Kong Racing for like hundreds of hours. And I was like 5. I played Fairly Odd Parents on the GameCube.
That just sounds not fun. Gaming. That just sounds terrible. Fairly Odd Parents on the GameCube.
The Fairly Odd Parents GameCube licensed games ain't bad. I'm like a licensed game connoisseur. I know the great ones and the awful ones and the okay ones. The Fairly Odd Parents ones are fine. The SpongeBob ones, like on the GameCube era, that's where it's at. I saw in one of your videos you were playing Battle for Bikini Bomb Rehydrated, so you probably know.
Yeah, I played that one on the GameCube, but The best licensed game ever forged is Chicken Little, and that is nothing will ever
Chicken
top
Little
that.
Chicken Little is actually pretty good. I had that one as a kid too. I do like the Chicken Little
right
licensed game.
That game is absolutely incredible.
Should I pop that one into my PS2 right now?
Bro, they put that shit on Steam. They knew they had it in their hands, so they put that shit on Steam.
It's heat.
Yeah, thank you. You actually mentioned to me you wanted to play that on like Twitch or something once.
Yeah, I haven't played Chicken Little licensed game in like probably 10 years, but I remember it being genuinely good.
I always just played Guitar Hero. Like, I didn't even play any of it. I played the Teen Titans licensed game. I remember that. That was fun.
You're a coward for not delving deep into the annals of the licensed game.
I didn't play many licensed games. I did play the SpongeBob movie game, and I played Shrek 2 on the GameCube.
How was that?
I played that with him. One of the times I visited Dylan,
what, Shrek 2?
Shrek 2.
Yeah, I freaking love
Shrek like 2.
I don't know
levels.
If it's really good, but I freaking loved it as a kid.
It's alright. It's like the same as Nicktoons Unite, which I play as a kid. Except I like Nicktoons Unite more because I love SpongeBob.
Is Nicktoons Unite the one that has Invader Zim in it?
No, that's like Globs of Doom, which is the fourth game in the series and sucks dick.
Isn't it like SpongeBob, Timmy, Jimmy, and Danny Phantom?
Yeah. It's probably not that good, but I mean...
Zim got cucked
hard.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
I think most people like Invader Zim.
Yeah, but, I mean, 2012, it was like late epic penguin holds up Spork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of those, yeah.
Waffles of Doom.
What was your favorite show growing up, Obese Loser? You grew up in, like, the 60s, so it's probably, like Three Stooges or something.
No. Courage the Cowardly Dog is my favorite, but the best was fucking Total Drama Island.
Cause
like that,
dude,
the first, I was watching the first season, like as it would come out, and I would like, and I remember the fucking night Harold got kicked off. I actually changed as a human. I realized that good things don't last forever when Harold was removed, but he went out with like a goddamn Chad. He told LaShonda, was that her name? Latifah? He was like, come give Daddy some sugar. And he like fucking kissed her before he left. That shit, it rang true. God.
Dude, he saw boobies.
Yeah, he saw boobies too. It fucking actually glowed up. It's Chad.
I love
From Zero to Hero.
I watched the first three seasons as they came out, and then I haven't seen past that.
I was never allowed to watch Total Drama. My mom, much like my brother Andy, extremely totalitarianism. I was not allowed to watch a lot of shows simply because she thought they were annoying.
So you missed out, bro. I've never seen Total
Drama Island in my life. I wasn't allowed to watch Courage either.
Yeah, but like every little kid's scared of Courage anyway. Campers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was scared of it. Alrighty, campers.
I did get my fair share of being scared as a kid, though. I watched Some Ordinary Gamers back when he just read out creepypastas.
Is he the guy who did videos with Internet Historian?
Maybe now Mudahar? he's bigger. Yeah, now people usually just call him Mudahar, and he does like videos about computer viruses.
He used to do the deep web. But
he used to just fucking read creepypastas, like shitty gaming creepypastas. The haunted Pokemon game. Ben drowned.
Sorry, you're scaring me.
I never really cared for any of those little internet scary stories. But I gotta say, this image that it fucking spawned is probably one of the best images on the internet ever. Even just without fucking context, it's so good. I love that fucking picture. It's just, it can be used in so many scenarios. I love the Squidward
suit type picture. They made one of the greatest reaction images of all time.
Yeah, I never cared for any of those, but I'm all for them because that created that.
It's okay. You can ask me who Joe is.
Yeah, just shit like it's so.
Hit my DM if you need a talk.
Is he bothering you, Queen? Hit my DM if you need to talk. Don't ask who Joe is.
Yeah, it's okay.
You can ask who Joe is. The Squidward Suicide's a fucking classic. When I was a kid, I was never scared of Squidward Suicide. I was fucking terrified of Ben Drowned. Like, absolutely horrified. And it wasn't even the story, it was the fucking the image.
Just like of, the thing from Majora's Mask.
The statue, yeah. Which I didn't know was actually a part of Majora's Mask until years later, because I don't really play Zelda games. I'm not a Zelda fan. But, like, imagine if I was a Zelda fan and I played Majora's Mask when I was a kid and I saw that, dude, I'd shit my pants. It'd be over. The pants would be shitted.
I was scared of Ben Drowned when I read it, but I didn't remember much of it.
I don't
remember.
Really,
I was scared of, like, Jeff the Killer, Funny Mouth.
Reddit?
I remember Funny Mouth. That one's still stuck with me. Sometimes I send the little emoticon that he sends in the creepypasta. I just send it to random people. It's kind of like creepy.
Creepypastas need to come back. We need to make them again. People were saying, oh, they're coming back because of the fucking every copy of Super Mario 64 is personalized thing. But that was weak. That was weak sauce.
Dude, did you hear the one about the one person who went to a garage sale and picked up a insert game here, and he took it home and he put it in his insert game console here, and it was haunted?
I want to see like fucking like incel creepypasta. Like it's like a Tinder creepypasta. He fucking was like getting ghosted by this girl, and they set
That's
up like
just
a
real life.
Yeah, he set up like a date, and she never showed up. And then he looked at his Tinder app, and it was like haunted. That would be cool.
The fuck?
That is pretty much real life.
Yeah.
So that plays on like the horrors of reality.
I remember going on the Creepypasta Wiki website, and I'm pretty sure they had to lock the Pokemon section because there were just so many. They're like, oh, I went to Lavender Town, and and the Pokemon died, and I got scared, and it was like 30,000 of them.
Dude. I went to Lavender Town, and my dead grandpa was there. What the fuck?
I
remember back in the day, I would read the comment section on Lavender Town uploads. And it's just a bunch of dumb little kids talking about how, like, this is affecting them. And, oh, I don't feel so good. It's so funny.
The fucking Fire Red and Leaf Green Lavender Town song is, like, the best Pokemon song ever, like, forged. It's so fucking dumb that it's, like, that stigma, that little 12-year-old stigma attached to it. But it's the best song in Pokemon. The one in Red and Blue is shit, but the remake they did in
Everything about Red and Blue is shit. That game is held together by popsicle sticks.
It's still better than Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield is actually just fucking dog shit horrendous in every... It's like Breath of the Wild garbage.
I like how a bunch of people, including me, I don't really play Pokemon anyway that often, but I didn't buy Sword and Shield because I didn't want to support how shitty that game was and how obvious they did not give a fuck, and then it's still like the second best-selling Switch game of all time. More than Smash Brothers. We did it, guys. We boycotted the new Pokemon. We did
it. Yeah, the crunch on Pokemon is just horrible. Like that Pokemon Arceus or whatever, it looks like it could be cool. It's coming out in January, so I don't know if it'll be good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I hope it
can. I hope it will be good because it looks cool, but I don't have high hopes for it. I have higher hopes for
the Gen 4 remakes.
I found
those look good.
During my obese loser research, I found out that one of the people you made fun of, Aaron FGC, he's the dude that made that really angry tweet about how Gen 4 remakes look. Why are people so fucking angry about it? It looks like a Pokemon game.
Yeah, it looks better than fucking Sword and Shield, that's for fucking sure. It does.
Sure. Pokemon like, fans are never happy, dude.
They're chibi! I mean, they're chibi in the, I don't, the DS.
makes no fucking sense to me. Just don't
buy it. Play the original.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah. I'm not gonna buy it. I'm just, if I ever want to play Diamond and Pearl again, I could just get my DS.
Cheapskate.
Obviously, people who have, you know, played Diamond and Pearl before and grew up on it, the remake is not the target audience. It's for kids who never had a DS.
And also, aren't like the DS cards like super expensive now? If you want to play it, it's just going to be better than buy the Switch version, probably.
Yeah.
Or just pirate it, lol.
Lol.
Nintendo coming to your house right now.
No, you can't!
Oh, they're busting down the door. They're in your walls.
They're in my walls. Oh my fucking god. They're on to me because I'm about to leak SpongeBob and Smash. Actually, Squidward's going to be in Smash.
Yeah, it's Final Smash is Squidward suicide. He just kind of stares at you.
Flashes bodies of dead children on screen, and then everyone loses the stock.
How's the 6-hour Psychonaut session going?
Oh, you know, I haven't been playing for about 4 hours.
That is pathetic.
I just have it in the background right now. I played it a lot when I was, like, 7 or 8, but I always got to, like, one certain level. I think it was, like, a opera house. And I couldn't beat it. And for years, I couldn't beat it. So I'm replaying it now before 2 comes out.
Have you beaten it ever?
No. I love that game so much.
So what do you guys do now, like currently? What does your day consist of?
Waging.
Well, I've been pretty busy. That's why this episode is so fucking delayed. I've been pretty busy because my girlfriend just moved in. But when I'm not doing that, like, fixing my room, because my room is fucking small, and my room is being taken over by a woman. I have to move all my video games in the basement and stuff, my glorious collection. You have to
move your video games? Dude, just kill it.
They're sucking the soul out of me. But when I'm not, like, building IKEA furniture and shit like that, I've been playing Fushimi Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne HD Remaster, and that's really fun. And yesterday, I finally started Breaking Bad. I started watching it with my girlfriend.
Oh, cool!
Quite funny. I'm annoying her by every second we're watching, doing a shitty Walter White impression.
Jesse.
But that's what I've been
up to. Lick my balls, Jesse.
What about you, obese loser? What's your day consist of?
Wake up, launch League of Legends.
Dude,
13 hours. God, bro. Go to bed.
I used to play League of Legends so fucking much, and so did Zach. Dylan was never into League of Legends. That dude did not want to fucking play League of Legends. Anytime Dylan played League of Legends, yeah, it was just to socialize. Dylan only ever played as Teemo. Yeah.
Teemo.
But interesting. Me and Zach played a lot. The highest I've ever been was low gold, but I got carried there. The best I've ever been on my own was like mid silver. But I don't play anymore. I kind of want to play it. But my girlfriend, once again, controlling my
life,
hates League of Legends. If I mention League of Legends, she's like, please don't fucking talk about League of Legends. Because I guess kids at her, like, high school when she was, like, a freshman, like, the cringy kids in the anime club and stuff loved League of Legends and would shop about it.
Joining the anime club. Can we get that out of there first?
That's also her stigma against Bleach. I started because I know Bleach is like a horrible anime, but whenever I was a kid, I would see it in like the bookstore and I was like, wow, that looks cool. I want to read it.
Well, when it's good, it's good, right? It's just all the freaking filler and the like,
so
mockery filler.
I wanted to watch it, even though it's like 400 episodes. So I started watching, and she was like, no, Bleach is cringe. Shut up, woman. I do what I want.
Yeah, she's doing you a massive favor by keeping you from League.
Yeah, maybe she is. I had fun with League sometimes.
I played League about, what, double or triple the amount that you did?
I don't know. I play League a lot. They have... Do they have, like, a thing where you can see how many hours you've played League? That Riot made a
they
thing
do.
Where you can see how much money you've spent on League,
which
is fucking terrifying.
Just look up Wasted on LoL and type in your user. You can look up anyone's. You don't even have to sign in. Just type in a username.
I'm pretty sure that website is, like, lost data or something. Because there was one point where I was at a certain number. I don't remember it. But then, like... 2 months later, I was like 2,000, 3,000 hours under what I was.
Holy shit.
I didn't get it.
No.
I think I hit like 10,000 hours in between 20.
No, this website is off. It says I only have 144 hours. That is wrong.
Yeah.
That's straight up wrong.
It used to work. Maybe it fucking... I don't know. There's got to be some way to check.
That's just on my main.
Look at my account. My name is AmericanDadFart3.
with spaces or
no
spaces?
No, it's just one fuck American Dad Fart 3.
American Dad Fart 3. Level 247, it says you have 1,411 hours. So yeah, you definitely have more hours than me. Because mine says I only have 144, which is wrong.
But that's wrong, because I have 120, and there's no way I played almost as much as you.
Yeah, also, on my alternate account where I only play as Garen, real Garen hours, it says I only have 9 hours, which is straight up wrong, because I'm level 35, and I played ranked on that account.
You and I have some odds, like, similarities here. I also have an account where I only play Garen.
What the fuck?
Yeah, look, it's Garen on Xbox. Just Garen on Xbox. That is my Garen-only account.
What the fuck?
We're related in a past life or something.
Maybe, I don't know. What the fuck? You might be, like, my account. Genetic clone or something.
Dude, that's awesome.
I might be the clone, I don't know.
I'm the original Invincible reference. Y'all
some Echo Fighters.
Garen on Xbox, it says you're level 27, but only have you have 51 hours. So you're a lower level than me, but it says you have more hours. What the fuck?
This website's broken.
This
probably is.
This website's broken. I was using leaderboards to keep track of, like, how many mastery points I had on Garen, and I was, like in the top 2,000 or something in America. No, I think that was worldwide. I was, like... top 1,000 something in America is Garen with mastery points.
Jesus.
I think my original estimation of 10,000 hours was off. I think it was more like 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000 maybe.
Yeah.
But according to this website, I have 700, which is definitely not
so
the case.
You have played a bit of League.
Yeah.
Too much.
What are your honest
from like
thoughts?
2016.
Yeah, me too.
Game
me too.
Fucking sucks.
Here.
Horrible. I played it since 2016 all the way to like last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad that I quit. Just to be a degenerate Final Fantasy 14 MMO cat girl.
Mm.
Like, my life is improved.
My feeling about League is the game itself, in essence, isn't... It's bad, but it's not as bad as people make it out to be. It is the fucking human beings that play the game.
And the League community is fucking awful.
Well, and the people have tailored the game towards those fucking idiots. Like, actually just... Every character that is broken is an anime sword-wielding teleporting champion, and you virtue signal your fucking anime character protagonist mindset through that, and then you get really good at them because they're fucking broken, and what do you know, next patch they have a new skin for you to fucking spend your mom's money on, and it's just endless.
Like, come on, all the virgins play Yasuo, but me? Dude, one of the things I miss about League the most is playing as Rammus.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know why.
That's what
I
like. I
just like Rammus.
There's a balance between, like, cool, dark anime and then just, like, fucking Heimerdinger. Just as stupid as possible.
I think Rammus is funny as fuck because he only has 11 seconds of voice lines where he just goes, alright, okay.
Oh my, he memorized
Even when I was playing seriously... in League, I played the stupidest shit. Some of my characters I played the most were Gnar ADC and Dr. Mundo support.
Dr. Mundo, just stupid.
Who support was he?
I was I was Mastery 7 Dr. Mundo support, and I legit carried some ranked games as Dr. Mundo support. I was on that shit, dude.
Same here. I have Mastery 7 on Dr. Mundo support currently.
You guys are like the same person.
What the fuck? Yeah,
they're actually the same fucking person.
Obese loser. Do you promise not to laugh when I tell you who my main was in League?
I just guess. Let me fucking guess here. Give me one hint and I will guess it. Tell me something about yourself that relates to the fucking champion.
Proxy.
Singed?
Yeah.
Hey, that's my top champion. I have 400,000 points singed main.
I need to look up what number I am. Mastery.
Zach only played singed.
Me too. I was
like top 200 mastery points.
What the fuck? How many points do you have total?
I have to look. I eat chapstick.
N-A. Chapstick. Yeah, but I still Singe is my top champion. We have the same background, the mad scientist Singed. Oh shit, I got you beat so slightly.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I never really played seriously. I would play like Teemo, because I don't really know who to play him. I would play the dude with the snowball, Nunu or something.
Yeah.
I would just like to fuck around and throw the snowball everywhere. And the people in the chat would get mad at me. And I just liked matching with them.
Nunu was my main for the longest time. He's still my second most played, but then he got reworked and they turned him like into a Disney character.
Oh, and I
was playing
Singe. That rework is tragic.
Yeah, Singe was my secondary, but then I just like only played him and now he's my top champion.
Old Nunu was so fucking ugly, but that's what was great. And the fact that Nunu Bot's laugh was for some reason universal.
Oh, yeah.
Genius.
I know. League's got some cool stuff.
I used to play old Nunu support.
Yeah, me too. It's just the people who play it ruin it, and Riot, like, pandering towards those fucking idiots just makes the game shit. The game is shit, 100%. It is a dog shit game.
Easy.
Because of the people who play it and the company pandering towards those people.
Riot is an awful company.
Mm-hmm.
The power creep, the champion design after, like, 2017. Like, they released Jhin. That shit was awesome. Then, like, every character after just got more overpowered.
They just keep
more
making,
intricate.
Like, anime girls and anime boys.
Yeah.
Where are the ugly motherfuckers, like from the original roster? We need more Rameses.
Yeah.
We need more... Yeah. I'm forgetting their names, but, like...
Malphite. Heimerdinger.
What's the one that, like, the one female void
Rek'Sai.
Champion that burrows in the ground? Yeah, we need more, like, ugly... motherfuckers like Rek'Sai.
Well, just
stuff.
The new way of marketing. They just want cute characters.
They add a new.
They
add a new void champion. Like, all the void champions are ugly, and then they add a new one, just a girl with boobs and purple.
Yeah.
And she was broken and had stupid mechanics, and like, and every character that I liked was just kept getting reworked.
Yeah.
I played Singed. Did you? You ever play Mord?
Yeah.
Mord was like
my
second favorite character.
I feel so bad for people that played that champion before he got reworked, because they literally just took everything engaging and interesting about him and just said, okay, let's pander towards fucking retarded people who just press one button. Like, he's the most... It's sad. I played him a little bit, too.
It's horrible!
Yeah, it's... Every single Mordekaiser main never touched that champion after he got reworked. You're just, like, shit out of luck, because it's the most brain-dead thing in the game. It's like worse than Garen, and Garen's meant to be brain dead. He just is literally just one button press kill. Like, it's just fucking ridiculous.
Got deleted.
Yeah, he actually did. He just got removed entirely.
I played a couple games as Yordick the day before he got reworked, and I was like, wait, this guy's really fun. Yeah. No. And then the next day, just fucking shit. Yeah. Has an empowered Q, like an empowered auto attack Q, just like every other champion. He's a trap, like every other champion, blah, blah, blah. It was cool to just summon minions as Yorick and then just not play the game.
Yeah.
Just do something else while your minions fight for you. That was awesome. And then they fucking took it away. Everything interesting about League, they take it away to make another champion that has an empowered auto attack Q, an E that traps, and then a W that's like a point and click, like slow or something.
It's just
the three proc passive.
Yeah. It's just the same thing because it works and because people, and they make it as broken as possible. So the obese fucking idiot who plays it's like, wow, I'm actually really good at this. I'm good at something for the first time in my worthless fucking life. And then they get excited and buy a skin, and then the champion gets nerfed, and then onto the next fucking anime girl. With sword. Like, it's just endless bullshit.
We need more people that look like Tom Kench.
I mean,
Kench.
Matt, you designed a perfect character, and then they store your concept. Like, come on, man.
I did. I designed... Hold on. Let me try and get him. Do you remember his name?
His name is Jimbosis.
Jimbosis, that's right. Dylan, you can put it on screen. Here we have Jimbosis, the big fucking jackass. I don't remember his whole kit, but I remember his E was... 100 Swain alts. and his R was any ultimate ability in the game you wanted, I think, or something. And they fucking, like, one of his abilities was just, like, stealing, like, anyone else's abilities. And they stole that because they made, like, Silas or whatever the fuck his name is. Like,
Silas.
A year after I designed Jimbosis, they made Silas.
Did you know they made a whole-ass game mode based on Jimbosis?
No.
They made a game mode about Jimbosis.
Stealing my shit, man.
Yep. I think you could just steal somebody's ultimate no matter what character you're playing and have it as like a summoner ability.
No, man. Why do they keep stealing fucking Jimbosis?
Fucked up, dude.
Jimbosis was like one of my greatest fucking achievements and they took him from me. Fuck Riot Games.
That'll be on screen.
Hating women ass company, fucking.
I like his hair distribution. It's like just around his nipples and then down like a line on his stomach and then for his head, foot hair. That's
cool.
Yeah,
he has second a happy image. Trail they did update hair, that.
Oh, he got reworked. Oh shit!
I made some changes.
Oh my god!
Upon request. So as you can see, he has the Burger King logo on his big toes. His belly button is now the entire Milky Way galaxy. He has one arm that is much bigger than the other, and he has a candy cane instead of a sword now.
Fucking devs changing my fucking main every 2 fucking seconds.
It's ridiculous. All the reworks. Mm-hmm. So bad. Riot.
And I'm just
make new characters.
I main Jimbosis before he had the candy cane.
You vote that auto attack and Jimbosis will fry your PC.
Right,
and then taking the dragon at Jimbosis will also fry your PC.
It's discouraged that when you pick Jimbosis, you actually play the game well.
All this power creep, man. New mechanics with these new champions. It's ridiculous. Fucking
and they
Riot.
Did. Okay, but actually legit, Riot be reworking the dragon. It's not even a fucking champion. They rework it every season. Yep. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with the dragon anymore.
No, what is it? You said buying items at Jimbosis will summon 33 Master Yi with frozen mallet and a dagger on the enemy jungler.
This sounds pretty balanced.
Well, in today's league, I think it would.
I think this is actually a good champion.
Riot, contact. Don't contact us like you did for, what was it called? Chrono League or something? There was like a old...
Yeah, don't fucking DMCA us. Fucking like...
Oh, did that get taken down?
Dude,
yeah,
it did.
Oh, damn.
I'm not a woman. I'm a dude with a penis. So you guys should like me, okay?
Right.
So fucking like contact me and we can cut a deal and you can add Jimbosis.
Last thing about Jimbosis. After you said taking dragon to Jimbosis for IDPC, you put in parentheses, please don't take the dragon at Jimbosis.
It's discouraged. As your team's jungle, you shouldn't.
So he's a top laner?
No, he's a jungler.
Oh, okay. My life has improved significantly and considerably since I stopped playing consistently, and instead I just log in and pretend I'm a cat girl for 8 hours.
Virgin.
Which I will be doing in about 45 minutes, because we're going to be doing raid night.
Is that, I thought, you said when we were scheduling, you were
I
like
you
8 times before 5. And I thought you were going to fucking wage slave. You're going to play fucking Final Fantasy 14?
It's scheduled. We're raiding. It's raid night. It's Thursday. I have Thursday off consistently, and so we schedule it around that because I'm available. I'll
Are
be
you
on
fighting
Twitch.
The Beetle again?
No, we beat the Beetle.
Okay.
I just play single player games, dude. I don't give a fuck. Risk of Rain 2 sometimes.
I've just got friends that, you know, come in and I have a good time.
The Binding of Isaac. I've been playing The Binding of Isaac a lot.
I finished Persona 5 Strikers.
You're the only one that hasn't said what you do recently.
Oh.
Which apparently is what we were talking about before we got deep in League of Legends. So
the last half hour.
Yeah, what have you been up to recently, Dylan? What are your days consist of?
I've been editing a E3 video. I like to make videos, yeah. Playing video games. I'm looking for a job to become a wage slave, so that's going to be awesome.
I have right in front of me, literally my microphone is sitting on it. I have a job application to a grocery store 3 minutes away from me. So I'm about to enter the wage
slave. Yeah, my life's kind of boring.
Make your debut.
I don't really do much. I just kind of work and play video games.
My life a movie?
My life a YouTube poop.
Swabs.
I used to watch YouTube poops when I was fucking child. Actually, probably lowered my IQ by like 30.
Excellent dinner. Choice, my darling.
The ones I watched most were like the CDI Mario. I hope the princess made spaghetti. Jesus, burned into my fucking cranium.
I always watched Emperor Lemons, like the Uncredibles and the King of the Hill one.
It's the modern day ones. Spinge Binge.
Spinge Binge. Excellent choice, my darling.
Like the one that just starts with the N-word.
Wait, Emp Lemon? You can make YouTube poop?
Yeah, that's all he did back in the day. Like 2012, I think.
Now he tries to be smart and stuff.
There's no way I'm watching that shit from a YouTube pooper.
YouTube pooper. Fucking nothing better than being a YouTube pooper.
I'm not watching any video essays from a YouTube pooper.
That is the dream. I'm gonna be a YouTube pooper. I already am a fucking YouTube pooper. Identify as one.
Smash YouTube poop. Leffen stream YouTube poop.
No.
Well, I'm just glad that we all listened to the D1 Smash Cypher like 60 times, and then I just went to a random obese loser video comment section and said, hey, come on the podcast. Without telling you guys.
I mean, it all worked out in the end. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. Turned out well.
This has been a good episode. I think we've been going for like an hour, so it's probably time to wrap it up. But this has been a surprisingly really good episode.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect, but this is a pretty cool episode.
Who knows, maybe good time.
Maybe like 86 episodes down the line, you can come back on or something if you want.
Well, maybe I'll be not obese loser anymore. Maybe I'll be skinny winner.
So character true.
Development.
Can't wait for that arc. That arc in the obese loser manga. I'll be happy waiting for that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, this has been a great episode of the Broski Podcast. It's now our time for our guests to shill themselves. So, Zach, you can go first, I suppose.
I'm Zach Pilled on Twitter. I like to do dumb bullshit. And I like other people to see dumb bullshit that I just spout through my mouth on Twitter. And now, I like to make dumb shit happen, like going onto Obese Loser's comment section to say, hey, come on the podcast that I don't have anything to do with aside from being on it once and being your friends. I didn't tell anybody. I'm just like, come on the podcast. So as your new manager, as your new Broski's manager, contact me for talent inquisition. Or inquiries.
Yeah, DM Jack.
Talk to me. I'll get you on the podcast.
DM Jack on Twitter. He'll get you on.
Can you do that on Mr. Beast videos now, Zach? Get Mr. Beast on our podcast and also ask him for money.
Dude, I want to have my full time job being like fucking stalking Mr. Beast and seeing next time he does like a little giveaway and like four and just doing everything I can to make sure like I'm the one who gets the money and like have him not know. That could be like it's like manipulating the lottery. Like maybe one
exactly
day.
Exactly 6 months. And Mr. Beast will be doing. Continue.
I'll act so surprised, like, oh my god, I had no idea you were gonna give me fucking $1 million. Thanks, dude.
Wow. You see that in 6 months, Mr. Beast is going to do, like, a who can swing the longest challenge, so you start training.
Yeah. No, yeah, and then I just happen to be at that exact location. It's like, wiretap his house and know what he's fucking planning for the next video.
Oh my god, you want me to swing the longest for $100,000? Wow. I don't have anything else lined up today, so I guess I will. By the way, I love Mr. Beast Burger.
Fucking Dream Burger gave me explosive diarrhea.
Fucking delicious, dude.
Do you think when one of Mitchie Beach's friends, they like fired and I have to like get a job at McDonald's. And I put on the resume, Mr. Beast Friend, 2 years.
I got money from Mr. Beast. This is an open letter to Mr. Beast. Come on the Broski podcast and give me $1,000,000.
Mr. Breast, please give me a fucking... Give me Sloppy Toppy, please.
Please.
Alright, and after that little tangent, obese loser, you can now shill yourself.
My name's Obese Loser. And I love the Smash community. I love it so much. Just love everything about it. That's all I have to say. I will not be leaking any of my social medias, as I do not need to.
Dylan, flash them on screen and put them in the description.
Shout out to technicals.
No. But no, that, all right, you can stop. You can stop right there, buddy.
You went too fucking far, Zach. You went too fucking far this time.
All right, yeah, I'm never coming back on the Broskis podcast after that little stunt you just pulled.
Oh, my fucking look at what you did.
Technicals bullied me my entire freaking life, dude.
Fuck you, Zach.
I bringeth and I taketh away, I guess.
Just don't do that when we get Mr. Beast on.
I'll try.
I'll come back when Mr. Beast comes on. I'll be...
All right,
we'll make sure to contact you.
Dream on here, dude.
In 10 years, the Broskis have, like 10 billion subs. We get Mr. Beast on. We gotta contact Obese Loser. We gotta find Obese Loser. Get him to come on as well, as per our promise. So yeah, thank you for watching, everyone.
They wish and no video idiot.
Dumbass.
Dylan, please shut the fuck up. And Zach, fuck you. Zach, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it.
Do it.
Don't do it. Actually, do it.
Okay. I'm scared.
Pushy.
We're all friends here.
Mm-hmm. Dylan, you have to bleep it out, okay?
Okay.
Zach,
yeah?
Kill yourself.